Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now we continue our series for this membership drive that we're calling a Tiny Museum Tour, a tour of some of the city's lesser-known gems. Long Island City is home to a number of cultural institutions, among them the Socrates Sculpture Park and the PS1 Contemporary Arts. But you have you heard of the Noguchi Museum? Housed in a not-so-tiny space, 27,000 square feet, it houses the works of the acclaimed 20th-century Japanese-American artist Isami Noguchi. Here to tell us a little bit about that museum is its director, Jenny Dixon. Hi, Jenny. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you.
So the collection is pretty extensive, I understand. What kind of artworks do you have, and was Isami Noguchi known for a certain kind of style?
Well, Isami Noguchi was indeed known for being a modernist and kind of defining a lot of what modernism has become known as in the mid-20th century. He was a very expansive artist in that he worked in furniture design, sculpture, stage sets, parks, plazas, playgrounds, and this kind of extraordinary expansiveness was not typical of artists of his time as it is today. And he very much wanted people to have a sense of his breadth as an artist. And he built his museum so people could understand what he was really about. And his explorations were about space. And that's what is consistent.
He worked with Martha Graham for 30 years, right?
He worked with Martha Graham for 30 years. And the wonderful story is that he used to present the designs for her stage sets in a matchbox. And all the dancers would gather around the piano when he would come and say, "This is the set. This is what I propose." And I also gather that she never changed it. It was always this incredible trust. I think that's something that's kind of extraordinary about this museum too, is while it's very much a place for the public, there's so many artists that come here that are moved by the work, moved by his production. And Noguchi is very much an artist. We last night had our annual benefit, and we're all extremely moved in that Patti Smith performed, and she has been inspired by Noguchi. So by no means is it limited to visual artists, his reach.
The museum is known for its outdoor sculpture garden, among other things. How many pieces do you have displayed outside?
We have about 16, but it's the garden itself as an environment. It's really has ivy walls, and people stand in the garden and really have a sense of their own little oasis. And Noguchi was very, very much about people and the public, and he wrote or articulated when the museum opened that he saw this as a place for the people of Queens and a place for the people of the world to come and experience something they otherwise wouldn't have. And I'm looking out at it now. It's extraordinary, all these different trees and the textures of the leaves. And also you sit there and you hear it rustle, and it's just a very, very peaceful, tranquil place. You don't really think of yourself being in the city once you're within our walls. And it's funny, too, because we are walled, so people may think, oh, there's a secret place, don't come in. But the walls make the place what it is, and it's very much for you as an individual, to come and just be with yourself.
Why Queens, by the way? Why Long Island City for the Noguchi Museum?
He was very much a pioneer coming out here. At first, he bought a little industrial building in 1960, and that was when a lot of artists were settling Soho. He came out here. He was always an iconoclast. He had no borders, and he was a total individual. He came out here because of the workers that were out here, because he could get the materials that he needed to make his work, and he could also had access to tools and labor. And basically, he was a prolific artist, and he worked in all these different mediums.
Media. Now, but I just want to jump in because we're almost out of time already, right. But I do want to mention you have an upcoming exhibition that will feature key works from the museum's collection. running June 6th through September 9th. Is that all Noguchi?
All Noguchi. But as I said, the work is so varied. And you come here and you look at pieces and you say, oh, I saw something similar. And inevitably, another artist has often taken Noguchi's ideas and taken them in another direction. So we're an oasis. We're a beautiful little place, and we welcome people coming. We actually have a community day this Sunday, too, that people are welcome to.
Jenny Dixon, thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian.
And for more information on the Noguchi Museum, you can visit our page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. On Monday, we'll continue this tiny museum series with the Bartow Pell Mansion Museum in the Bronx.